Hello, everybody, and welcome again to another episode of Wiley Goes Off. Yeah, I love to go off. I don't really love to go off. Well, I do, because there's a lot of things to go off about, really. It's like, let me just say what's on my heart this time. So this is about, I'm going to tell you a story. This is about, like what the Bible says, wear the breastplate of truth. And really, I received this revelation, so to say, from listening to a Christian radio station. So there was this one pastor on there, and he was talking about the armor of God. And he got to the breastplate of truth, and he was saying, well, we know this isn't speaking of the word of God. This isn't speaking of the Bible, because that's the sword. So he was just saying truth is basically being honest. So later, it was another pastor, and he was going off on science, you know, saying that science tries to explain God's work, explain away God's work with just a scientific explanation. Said, but you can't separate anything from the spirituality of God. Okay, so I agree with that. Okay, but let's get back now to the truth, part. When it says put on the breastplate of truth. In my opinion, unless you are somebody who, like me, who has never really had any kind of respect for science or what they said or even believed, I'm one of those ones where I go to the extreme where I don't even believe there were dinosaurs, for the simple fact they're trying to use that to say, okay, this proves that the Bible is wrong, that, you know, that this isn't, you know, so which made a lot of people in the faith say, oh, well, since science said that they have scientific proof, and we know our scientists are so smart that they know everything about anything that's dealing with everything. So if they say that the earth is billions of years old, that must mean then the only way to recalculate, if you're going by the Bible, the only way to say that then is to say, oh, because then, and plus, you, and then in order to do it, because you when you get to the part where man was created on the sixth day, okay, there is no more time for you to adjust if you're going to believe the Bible. There is no more time. Now, you know, they want to take the first 5 days and scatter them over billions of years because, you know, it was there was no man on the earth. And everything hadn't started by that point. Because once Adam got started, that was it. You can pretty much go in the Bible and trace the timeline all the way to now. So, but now, since, you know, science is not as attractive as it was anymore, and, you know, because of Dr. Fauci, Corona, abortion, and all of these things, Christians are starting to really look and say, should I trust this? And especially since Roe versus Wade was overturned. So now, in order to combat the argument that they're making, you got to combat the science. Because half of the argument is, okay, well, we've determined through science that the little baby inside the mother's womb is nothing but a clump of cells. I mean, I don't think they say that when it's going into the 7th, 8th, and 9th month, but some places still will let you abort, kill the baby. But anyway, so But anyway, if you were, I'm not saying that everybody who was a pastor or who was a Christian believed science. But if you did believe science at one point, and you did readjust your Bible understanding to accommodate what scientists said was fact and truth, and now you don't agree with it anymore, you know what you ought to do? You ought to do like Paul and confess that at one point you was like this. You weren't always like this. You wasn't always against, like Paul started to preach against the Pharisees. But he said at one point I was one of them and I was the chief. You know, so if you were a person who once was caught up in all of that scientific mumbo jumbo nonsense where they were trying to discredit God and you believed it, then you know what you should do? You should tell that truth, because you know what it might do? You might pull somebody else out of that belief. You might pull some other Christian you might pull some other Christian out of there. And you know, people say, but why would they lie? Why would they lie about going to the moon? Come on now. I mean, it's the same reason why. So let me say this. They say, why would somebody lie about going to the moon? The same reason people say that Jesus lied about walking on water and doing all these other miracles. Because going to the moon is like a miracle. So if you didn't have all the miracles that Jesus did to back up what he was saying, especially the one that he died on the cross and came back, then you really wouldn't believe him. Like, you know, just because he was saying good things, you wouldn't believe him like you do. In the same way with science, you wouldn't believe science the way you believe it if you didn't believe that they can tell you what happened billions of years ago. You wouldn't believe science the same way you do if you didn't believe they flew all the way out to the moon. But because you believe that, so how are you going to say you believe that they can determine what was going on billions of years ago, but you don't believe about Corona today? Or you don't believe them about a fetus in the womb? You don't believe that, but you believe that they can tell you what happened billions of years ago. You see, it doesn't add up. See, you can't. It's like in the Bible. You can't believe what you want to believe and not believe the other part because it's not convenient. And even if it was dinosaurs, so you're going to say, oh, now that means that the Bible can't be true? That a day isn't a day anymore in Genesis 1? That a day is representation of a time of many years of a centuries of a time period. No, you can't have it both ways. And like a person told me when I told them, I said, did you know that Abraham had more than two children? And he was like, what?
I showed him the verse. I showed him the verse. You know, and after they saw it, and they saw I was right, they said, well, what's that got to do with your salvation? Okay, what does dinosaurs got to do with your salvation then? So why you believe that? And adjust your belief to it. Come on, man, you only doing it because everybody else doing it. Or you doing it because a scientist sounds like they are so intelligent and you want to pretend like you can understand and you get it. And plus, we just want our scientists to be the best, right? We want to say, ooh, our scientists are, you know. Anyway, that's pretty much all I got today. It's just, if you know that you were at one point a certain way, believed a certain way, and especially if you went out and proclaimed it, don't just change up and not tell people, hey, you know what? I was in the darkness about that science too. You know, they had me believing all kinds of stuff. They had me doubting God and questioning the Bible. And because once you look at, because once you question something, you got to question other stuff too. Other stuff becomes under question. The next thing you know, they say, oh, Revelation is all symbolic. No, it ain't. No, it isn't. What they are saying in Revelation actually happens. Now, you might not ever see. If the Bible went back and did what it's doing in Revelation, which is give you a behind-the-scenes look of what's going on in the spiritual world, the whole Bible would be written like Revelations. It's a certain scene in, it's a certain passage in the Bible where the people are surrounded and they think it's all, and then they think it's all over, and then they say, and then the prophet gives them, or whatever, they are given the ability to see behind the scenes, and they see all of these I forget what it was, I don't want to lie, but I think it was flaming horses and there were angels. They were all around. So now when they saw that, oh, they was okay then. They were okay. Because they could see behind the scenes. Behind the veil. Behind, they saw with spiritual eyes. They saw through the material. That's what Revelation is doing. When John gets to go to heaven and see what is actually happening. He's actually seeing Satan, the dragons, the angels. He's seeing the vials being poured into. He can see all of that. So, that's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. If you at one point was believing in science a whole lot and everything they said, and now all of a sudden you don't, you should say that. If you start talking against science, you should tell the truth. That's what the breastplate of truth is that you preach in truth. You don't preach in some deception to try to make yourself look like you know everything and you so holy and you so, and you never were tricked and all of that kind of stuff. Just tell the truth. I'm out.